RV.
Hey Sandra, it's Pete from Bank of
Hey
Cardiff. How
Pete.
you doing? Yeah, sorry I
Hey
missed you. I
Jim.
was at lunch. You have
That's
time for
okay.
that
I
right now?
realized after I called you that you might not even be there today because it's Columbus Day.
Yeah, they got a few of us in here today, just answering phones. I'm working on a couple of deals as well. But yeah, so do you you looking at your bank statements? Or you kind of got a chance to listen to that voicemail?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just not, I don't want to do all this in vain, I'm thinking, I
Yeah,
just don't know if you guys are even going to talk to me,
Oh, don't
I
worry
mean.
about it. I've gotten people with, a 480 credit score before. I've gotten them
Well, it's
approved.
not necessarily the credit score either. I don't know what I did with them damn bank statements now. Oh, I think I might put them here. It's, the bank balance and stuff, isn't looking real healthy in the last 6 months, But I
Okay.
mean, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, some of my customers pay cash. I don't always put the cash in the bank,
Exactly. And
And
what are your monthly deposits look like on average?
well, some of them are in the three figures, a couple of them. Hold on a second. Let me get my glasses. I think they were.
Remember you telling me you did about 100K a year, correct?
I did last year, yeah.
Okay.
But like
Is this year
I'm
significantly
looking
worse
at,
than that?
I wouldn't say significantly worse, but like in April I've got $883 of credits, but then in May I've got $4,045 in credits, and then in June $4,516. In July, 3670. In August, 3138. And I can't find, I don't think I've got September yet. I think that's what's going on. But September, I think was, but see what I mean? I just don't know. I mean, obviously this is part of the reason why I need the money. because,
Exactly. It's
well,
a
I mean,
catch 22, I understand.
Right, yeah, I mean, when you ask for a loan, usually that's why,
Yeah, 'cause
because you need
you
the
don't have
money,
money. Exactly.
Right. And I was thinking, even if I thought that maybe they wouldn't approve 5,000, if they, if they would approve three, I could work with that, but I just don't know,
No, typically what they look for is just around that. They pretty much free up 1 month worth of receivables on average. So, for what you're telling me, that 3,000 mark is possible.
Okay.
And to give you an idea, it'd be like we'd get you something really short term, small, probably like three
Right.
months. I mean, three grand for 6 months or 5 grand for 6 months.
Right.
So just something to hold you over, like a band-aid loan, which is exactly what you need.
Right.
I really, yeah, I could tell you it's about 10% or 1 month's worth of receivables. But I really can't tell you if you're gonna get approved or not, or really give you any insight besides that. I could just get the application,
Well,
get the bank statements, and try.
typically I was thinking that, if it was really laughable to you, you'd probably be able to tell me if, well, I don't think we're going to be able to help you, what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And
So
I'm not
if
lending
we're
out.
looking at a 50-50 chance, at least I feel a little better,
Exactly. You're right on the cusp here with in
Right.
if you're looking for 3,000, like if you're telling me, "Hey, I'm looking for 10," I'd say, "Hey, you know what? That's not going to happen."
Right, right.
But if 1 month worth of receivables is pretty much what they do, so again, it's 50-50 depending on credit, depending on cash flow. I think they look. Do you have any NSFs, non-sufficient funds, or overdraft charges in those 6 months?
I don't think so.
Well, that's gonna help you out a little bit. That tends to freak underwriters out a lot.
Let me double check. Come on, where are you? 00. Okay. Well, I see here in the last 6 months, it looks like I haven't, but I
That's
see
good though.
here in April, it looks like they're saying I had was it April or May? No, in May. It looks like my year, they got a year to date on here. It says $70.
Okay.
And it wasn't like
Yeah,
it wasn't like they didn't pay it. They did pay it. I was just a little short or something, you know, whatever.
Mm.
And I'm still looking to make sure that there's no more on here. I don't think there is, though. I don't remember being any. Well, I guess I could just go to the last one. That'll tell me. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Yeah. It looks like in August. Oh, it looks like there's two. No, one. I don't know why they put that twice.
Okay.
So, okay, yeah. So it looks like I've had four.
For the year.
In the year.
Okay.
Year to date, yeah.
We're right on the cusp here. So, you know, my best advice is just, you know, we'll see what we can do. It's going to be a 50-50, 60-40 kind of chance. And you also said you had some judgments against you as well.
I do. A couple old ones. They're old.
Yeah, old. Okay. And, but you don't have any current loans on the business, like working capital right now and nothing like that?
No, huh?
Okay, because I was going to say, that's probably the only thing that would really make it a definite no. Just send me your application tax return.
I haven't had anybody. I think the judgments are to the age of that, you know. It's pretty much, you know, they're
settled.
Like, oh, we give up, you know. You know.
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, like, I freaking sold a Mustang to a guy that was my husband's car, and his wife was a retired judge. Well, we had a verbal agreement because my husband had some tickets that were actually washed away because he was dead. But the back fees on the car, because I didn't register it because it really wasn't running, and we had a verbal agreement that he would pay the back fees. Well, then he sues me for the back fees, and I'm like, Your Honor, you know, we had a verbal agreement. Well, we didn't put it in writing. So he ended up winning that judgment against me. It was like $600. But that was years ago. That was like probably 2009, you know.
Who goes to court for $600 like that? I mean, I guess if you said his wife's a retired judge, so it's low hanging fruit.
Right.
It's not really a hard uphill battle like it is for most people. She probably makes a few phone calls and gets it done within a half hour, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he probably knew the guy we were standing in front of, you know what I mean? They probably had dinner together. You know, so, you know, it was kind of a screwed up thing. And then there's one more guy because we worked on his motorhome, but he was admittedly a bipolar schizophrenic and ended up suing me for, the motorhome was worth $3,500. He sued me for $7,000 and actually won.
On what basis?
I don't know. I kept telling the judge, I was like, Your Honor, that, you know, that's twice the value of the motorhome. How can he be entitled to betterment, you know, like, you know, he can only be allowed to be made whole and not better than, you know, what the coach is worth. But, you know, a lot of people just don't know that much about motorhomes. And, you know, I guess the judge just saw in his favor, you know, or whatever. But, you know, I haven't really paid, because I didn't want to pay him a dime. It was, either one of them, I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you can have a judgment against me, but, you know.
Both kind of sound unreasonable.
Right, they were. And that also was probably in, like, 2009, 2010. Or, no, I think the second one was maybe in 2010, and the first one with Ray was in 2009. But, you know, I had a pretty rough year, because I actually found my husband dead, so I was kind of, you know, not really, I was really not, you know,
that's not a good
thinking
year.
Correctly, you know, mm-hmm. either, you know, for about the first year, and so that's probably part of my problem.
Yeah, you, man, you can't control this shit, you know.
I know. But, okay, so you need the bank statements, and then
a tax return and an application. That's pretty much it.
Okay. An application, though. Did you?
Yeah, I sent one over to you, but I can resend it. It'll take 2 seconds.
You're probably going to have to fax it.
Yeah, I can have it faxed over.
Because I can't print out from my phone. I don't have a working desktop at the moment, which is one of the things I would like to have.
I think I remember that.
I have a laptop, but I need to put some programs in there. That's what I want to do with part of the money. I need the programs and
What kind of programs are you looking for? Like, just like Office, pretty like Word,
right.
and you know, Excel and stuff like that, or okay, nothing like industry specific, or
They really don't have industry specific for me.
Yeah, I was trying to imagine. You know, I didn't want to, you know, assume anything, but I can't imagine there'd be any RV.
No,
system or something like that, but. Yeah, no, I'll resend. Are you still at Miss Cal RV?
Well, now, if you can fax it to this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's a good number?
916-338-2900.
And I'll also put our fax number on there as well, so you can actually fax them back if that's easier for you, or the bank statements. The bank statements, if you have them online, those are probably the easiest. You could just drag them off your online banking and just...
Oh, I forgot you told me that. I was all getting out paper and stuff. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, it's really easy. If you have online banking, you could just go to your account statements, drag the specific months that you want right off of the page and into your email. It's super easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do you bank with, like, Wells Fargo or Bank of America?
Bank of America, yeah.
Yeah, they should have that capability. Oh, yeah, I'll shoot you a fax real quick here, Sandra, with exactly what I need, just a little recap. And, yeah, get that back to me, and in probably a day or two, we can at least have some feedback for you and, you know, see what your options are, and, you know, we'll go on from there.
If you're able to do this, Pete, you'll be my hero, I'll tell you. You're a little pushed right now, you know. I lost my mom in May now, and she's 94.
Okay.
94, but... But we're, you know, we had her home and everything on hospice, so it was all good. But, you know, I just, we got a little behind over here because we're a family business and everything. And fortunately, our viewers are very understanding, so they're always family-oriented, and so everybody's been real cool. But you know, I'm still waiting on parts for things, and then there's things I need to do around here to, you know, get this place in a working order.
Yeah. We totally understand. We'd love to help you out here. And I think there actually is a pretty good chance that we can get you what you need and, you know, make it something that's not going to be too much for you either. It's be like $50, get you something to where, you know, if I could put $5,000 in your bank account and you could just make a $50 a day payment, that would really help you out, right?
Right. And what, by the way, what is the timeline? Like, do the payments start immediately or do they?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Some of our programs, I can see if I can get you into one. They have like a 90-day deferred payment, something of that nature. Kind of like when you buy a car. I know they do something like that. I think they did that with my car when I bought it. I didn't have to pay for the first month and a half. But yeah, I can look into that for you. But typically, yeah, it's ACH straight out of your account. On Monday
well,
through Friday.
Obviously, I would, you know, I'd love to have a 30-day grace period, but, you know, if I can't, you know, that's all
yeah,
good.
Exactly, and we'll find out all those other details and numbers once we get some, you know, submit the file to underwriting and see what they can do with it.
Okay. All right, well, I'll keep my fingers and eyes and toes crossed.
Yeah, no, hopefully we can get something done, and if not, you know, it doesn't really end right here. We, you know, we'd like to kind of coach you guys through it if we can't get an approval right away and just tell you, be very honest and transparent and be like, this is what we need to see change. Like, don't do this, do this, and then we'll reapply in another month and a half and we'll get it done. So it's not a end game.
I gotcha.
All right. All right, Sandra. I'll shoot that fax over in about 5-10 minutes. Keep an eye out for it.
Okay. I will.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.